Hey, just a quick heads up about the audio quality in this episode. Ajay's dialogue is noticeably lower quality, but it is by no means unlistenable. We're going to be getting him a new mic soon, so you won't have to worry about it too much longer. Without further ado, here is the inaugural first episode of The Ghoul Tank. All right, and now we're going.
All right, my name is Ajay Melakyle.
I did the same thing that we did in the last one. I don't like saying my name like that. I'm Lachlan McIver.
Oh, shit. And this
is... That was a bad start.
It really was. Oh, boy. Wow. Should we restart?
Well, no, that'll be our cold open, I guess.
Okay, we'll see how it goes from here.
But yeah, I'm Lachlan McIver.
I'm Ajay Melakyle.
And this is The Ghoul Tank, our podcast about inventing monsters and cryptids and all in the like.
I think it's going to be really interesting.
I hope it's interesting. I've put a lot of effort into this.
True, true.
Yeah, so through the course of this podcast, we're going to come up with the lore of a brand new monster that we're going to invent right off the top of our heads.
We're going to be creating it from scratch, basically. So, like, all the way from its location in the world to its abilities and powers.
I love the fact that you're reading my show outline.
Hey, it's working,
though. Very proud. All right, so yeah, that's what this show is about. We're going to invent monsters, but we're just now starting, so it's probably not going to be as great as it could be. So we should talk about an actual monster or cryptid to sort of give the show some substance. So it's sort of almost worth listening to, and then we can ramble on like idiots for a while.
Okay, that works with me. Would you like to go first?
I could go first, yeah. One of my favorite sort of urban legends is the legend of the Black-Eyed Kids. A lot of people think that the legend began back in 96, because that's when the first big story about it came out. Uh-huh. This guy was in his car, and two, like, scraggly-ass kids came up to it out of nowhere and asked the guy to drive them home so they can get money to see a movie. And then he was scared of them because they just radiate fear. They just had some nasty kid energy. Mm-hmm. When he saw that their eyes were black, something like changed in them, and they got all spooky and started hitting the car door, and they were talking about how they're not allowed to come in unless he says it's okay.
So interesting.
Like, yeah, so if you offer, they're appealing to the good nature of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you see some little kids, you're inclined to help them, but if you help these kids out, they're gonna fuck you. Not like that, they're just gonna like ruin your life. They will either kill you, or they'll make it so you get sick and then die eventually. It's just they exude bad luck, and they can show up anywhere. If like at your house, for example, they could knock on your door, and more often than not, they'll ask to use the phone. Like, they'll ask to use a landline, and mm-hmm. even like in this day and age, that's nothing. Everyone uses cell phones, and if you offer to let them use the cell phone, like, that won't do it. They just need to come inside. And it never ends well.
Interesting. Is there a way to, like, get rid of that?
They go away. Like, if you say no, if you realize that they are not what they appear to be, and, like, close the door, they should just be gone.
Oh.
When they realize that they won't be able to get at you, they just leave.
Interesting.
Yeah, the lore is deep as hell.
And you said this was made in, like, 96?
I mean, it got popularized in 96.
Oh, okay. I got you.
But the legends have been around in one way or another for, like, hundreds of years.
Right. It reminds me of that one Doctor Who episode. You know what I'm talking
Which
about?
One?
It was the one with David Tennant as a doctor, and it's like the kid with the gas mask, and he's like, "Are you my mommy?"
Oh yeah, that was a good one. Are you my mommy?
Yeah, that one. It reminds me of that, which is creepy as hell.
It is a little bit, yeah. I think that was the first one that I watched where I was like, "Oh, that's actually kind of a spooky idea."
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it introduced John Barrowman, his character, into the show,
and I like John Barrowman.
But this isn't a Doctor Who podcast.
True. This is a cryptids podcast.
Yeah. What's your cryptid?
My cryptid is the Oklahoma octopus, because that's where I'm from. And basically, there are three lakes that it inhabits. The Lake Thunderbird, Ulaga Lake, and Lake Tenkiller, which is like... Mm-hmm. Two of them are in the northeastern part of Oklahoma, and then one of them is like in the dead middle of Oklahoma. And the whole point of the Oklahoma octopus is that it is a gigantic octopus that just lives in one lake, and it travels to the other ones, attacking and killing unsuspecting swimmers. But there's no actual proof of it, but there have been proof of bodies.
So just random bodies?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that could be just people drowning.
Exactly.
That could just be people not being able to swim.
Exactly.
It's nowhere near as fun as there's a giant octopus that lives in our lakes, but...
Yeah. The legend goes that it was an animal that was probably a pet that got released into the wild, and it just grew.
Who has a pet octopus that just they chuck into a lake?
Exactly. Apparently, it's supposed to be the size of a horse.
Is it a freshwater lake?
Yeah, they're all freshwater.
Can octopuses survive in freshwater?
Let me see.
Let me Google that.
Nope, it would make... The Oklahoma octopus would be the only freshwater cephalopod.
Hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah, that'd be surprising. Especially if it was a pet.
Yeah. Oh, and the thing is, all of these lakes are man-made.
Okay.
So, like, they're not even natural lakes.
Is there proof of the tunnels?
No.
Okay. So this is a pure legend.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. It's like Oklahoma's version of the Loch Ness Monster.
Kinda, yeah. Instead of the tunnels, I think it uses, like, the rivers that connect the lakes, which would make more sense.
Yeah, I mean, that does make sense.
But yeah, it's apparently the size of a horse, which is like a pretty big octopus.
That's a pretty big octopus.
Yeah.
It's a large octopus.
Yeah, no.
I'm really glad for the pop filter that I have for my mic, because I've been producing a lot of plosives as we
like
talk
that
about
word.
This octopus.
We'd never say that word again. Plosives?
Plosives, yeah, that's what happens
when you say
like a p sound. That's a plosive.
It's just a gross word, dude.
All right, I won't say it anymore.
Thank you. But yeah, those are our cryptids that we found in our local areas.
Well, I'm not actually. I'm not.
Oh I yeah, think yours is like everywhere.
Black
I guess
kids are really localized anywhere. They've been spotted all over the world. But yeah, they're spooky as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. Love them to death. I mean, we could just get into making the monster now.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, so this monster that we're going to create, where is it? Where is this monster? Where do you think it should be?
The heart of New York City.
The heart. Okay,
that's where that's where it originated from, and that's where it continues to thrive and hunt.
Okay, in the heart of New York City.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. So it lives in New York City. What is it? What if it was like, you know how in all of the Batman comics.
Yeah.
In the sort of beginning, like when he starts doing his thing, criminals are like, a giant bat monster killed me.
Yeah.
And so he's essentially a superhero cryptid. Or a criminal cryptid, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's something like that? but it also is monstrous.
I can roll with that.
You can roll with that?
I'm trying to, like, imagine what it could look like.
What if we take some... Oh, boy.
It could be... What's in New York?
What is in New York?
Rats.
We picked a location we know nothing about.
Yeah, but basically.
Let's see. What does New York have? It has big buildings. Subways.
I say it smells like pee? Giant subway tracks for legs. Ooh, no, dude.
That's giant subway
it
tracks.
Lives in the subway tunnels.
It's a subway monster. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And, like, I want to say it, like, you know how some subways, they, like, break down in the middle and like, the conductor's like, we're having technical difficulties, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Yeah, this is when, like, the power on the subway, like, cuts out and, like, people go missing, but no one really notices because people in New York just don't notice things that happen to other people.
Okay.
I think this could be
I was thinking that maybe he's the reason that subways stop like that in the tunnels.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he needs to munch on the electricity because that's just what monsters do. And when he does, it stops whatever subway is being powered by it.
That is also a good idea. Hmm.
That could have nothing to do with how subways work. I'm not sure how much of it is electricity-based. But I'd say that this is our podcast, and it takes place in an alternate Earth where this kind of thing happens.
All subways run on electricity?
Yes.
Which I think, like, they do. I don't think they're, like, powered by anything else.
Electricity's probably involved.
Yeah. But I like this. Mm. Just a good old...
I'm into it so far.
Power munching. I don't like that word.
I like it.
Power munching?
Power munching. He's a power munching boy.
Yeah. Alright, but now we gotta come up with what he looks like. Can't just have a monster about what he looks like.
I want this monster to be as cool as Bigfoot and have the raw sexual power of Mothman.
The fact that you said Mothman had raw sexual power is what's really making this podcast continue.
That's the only thing?
Yep.
Okay. I'm glad that I said it then.
God. Why do people want to fuck cryptids?
I don't know.
I don't want people to fuck our cryptid.
I'm okay with people fucking our cryptid. Monster fuckers welcome. Maybe that will be our intro from now on. We'll say monster fuckers welcome.
God. Yeah, I guess we can allow it.
I mean, do you not like it?
Nope.
You don't? Okay.
We'll
figure it out.
Do not like people who love to fuck monsters. But, anyways, back to our cryptid.
We will make this cryptid as fuckable as possible.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
That was an uncomfortable silence.
It was. I'm very uncomfortable with people wanting to fuck our cryptid.
Yeah, no. It's our son. Our boy. Maybe boy? It's our child.
Our child. So how did this cryptid come to be?
How did he come to be? There's a lot of different ways that cryptids are created.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Mothman.
The Jersey Devil.
Oh.
Well, actually, does anybody ever explain how Mothman comes to be, or does he just sort of appear?
He fucked a moth.
Okay.
And that's his
This
son.
Is a very fuck-heavy episode.
Hell yeah.
Nice. To be fair, that probably sets the tone pretty well.
True. Alright, but yeah,
the Jersey Devil does have lore explaining how it came to be. Or allegedly explaining how it came to be. And basically, I do not want to say basically anymore. A woman back in, I do not remember the year, but it was a long time ago. Like, before Napoleonic times, but a woman had very, very many kids, and I think her 13th kid, she said that she was tired of having kids, and she wants to give birth to a devil. And when she eventually does give birth, and she's surrounded by all the midwives and all that in the cabin?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with cabin. It works. She does give birth to a devil, and it's like a goat man with wings, and he's kind of lizard-like, and he kills everyone in the room. So basically... Fuck, I said basically again. I'm not gonna...
You're fine.
I lost my train of thought.
So he was born into it.
He was born of a person, but I believe she was either cursed or she cursed herself by saying she wanted to give birth to a devil.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'll do more research next time I bring up an actual cryptid.
Alright, that's fair.
But yeah, there's lore behind the Jersey Devil. There's lore behind... technically, there's lore behind Bigfoot.
Isn't he like he's a just, Neanderthal or whatever?
He's like a Neanderthal or an ape man.
Hmm. Okay.
It's like a super reclusive race that lives in the deep forests.
Right.
Okay. So I guess that kind... I guess the backstory for Bigfoot is he's just kind of always been there.
Hmm.
Alongside us, just out of sight.
Okay. So do you want... So should our monster also be like that? Because all he is just munching on some power, you know?
He's a power muncher.
So if he's not...
We've basically cemented it by saying it this much, but power muncher has to be at least involved in his name.
Okay, I see.
But we'll get to that.
Okay, that's fine. Honestly,
we could just
call it the Power Muncher.
Power Muncher works.
Power Muncher. Yep, I'm good with that. Okay,
it
so
could be, this is kind of a grimdark idea, but okay. It could be a guy who falls onto the tracks.
Okay.
And is electrocuted by the third rail or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know how there's an electrified rail?
Yeah.
And you touch it, you die.
Yeah.
It could have something to do with that.
Okay, so he got shocked into becoming the Power Muncher.
He got shocked real bad, and now he's just got real horny for it, and now he just does it, like, all the time.
So what if, this is also kind of dark, but what if his body was fused into the tracks?
So he's kind of like a metal man?
Kinda, but his, like... meat and guts and bones are still intact. He just kind of slithers across the tracks.
Oh boy.
And
that's a bad mind picture.
Yeah.
Or I guess as some people could say, a thought.
Yeah.
Bad thought.
Yep,
I mean, I'm into it. It's
thought.
A spooky cryptid.
Yeah, but he doesn't hurt people. He just wants to munch on some power.
He just wants to munch power and inconvenience people on their commute to work.
Exactly. God, this is like
maybe
coming
he was
together.
Also Yeah, maybe he's just kind of a dick who fell onto the power lines, and now he's real into the power munching.
I got
and
even
he also
more
likes
backstory.
Inconvenience people. What?
What if you know how you just mentioned that he was kind of a dick?
Yeah, maybe he was a dick.
Yeah, so what if he was, like, messing around with someone, like, on the station, pretending to push them in, but he tripped and fell onto the tracks? So, like, it's like that bad karma type thing that affected him.
Okay.
And that's why he's a cryptid, because of his actions.
It was actions. So karma and the energies from the electricity... kind of fucked him up, and for whatever reason, he did not die.
He just got fused.
What caused it? Could it just be karma?
I don't know. I'd say it could be.
I mean, if this is just a normal dude with nothing else at play, and he landed on that rail and got shocked and electrocuted, he would die.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe we can try and think of something that would explain why he has gained this monstrous ability.
I wouldn't call it an ability. I would call it, or I would call it like a punishment or a curse.
So it's kind of a curse? Maybe the person he was pushing over was a magician of sorts.
Yeah. And he was like, that's what you get, buddy. And made his
He's like, hey, stop acting like you're going to push me off this. I'm going to curse you. And then he mumbles some mumbo jumbo and he tries to push him again and he steps out of the way and he falls onto the rail.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too.
I also am picturing this slug monster thing and it's disgusting.
It is kind of a bad thought.
Yeah.
What if it's sort of anamorphous and not necessarily like meat and bones?
But flesh and guts?
Well,
without mouth hole?
That's a really bad thought. That's real gross.
Yeah.
I have a mind picture. Okay. I'm trying to articulate it here.
Paint this picture for me.
He's sort of like an anamorphous blob.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, did you ever see Flubber with Robin Williams?
Yes.
It's kind of like Flubber, except dark. And when it is crackling electricity, it has like yellow highlights that sort of light up.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's traveling along the rails, it's just like, it's the Flubber. It's the blob. It's just like moves along. But he can like change shape. And so he can stand up and be like a dude shape. That is right. The black anamorphous blob, but it also has the yellow highlights.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that's kind of spooky.
That would be creepy. Imagine seeing that shit when you're in a subway.
Yeah. Like the subway's just stopped and all of a sudden you see a dude figure with yellow lights coursing through him.
And he just sucking that electricity right off the power grid.
Hmm. I'm kind of into this now.
Same. But Power Muncher.
Power Muncher.
Now,
if we can come up with something else along the lines of being of power munching, but a synonym for Power Muncher, we could probably do that as well.
Electro Eater.
Shock Friend.
Suck Shock. Suck. Shock Suck.
Shucker.
Shucker.
Well, I think shucking is already a thing. Isn't that what you do when you take the peel off of corn?
Yes.
Okay. And we almost had something.
Fuck. The Static Sucker.
Static Sucker is a little on the nose.
The Static... Static Muncher. Static Drinking Man. Names
Thirsty
are hard.
Boy.
Thirsty Boy.
Thirsty Boy. Colon, but for electricity?
Okay. Okay, I can see it. fuck. Electricity? Electricitor. The Electricitor.
Electricitor, I think, is close.
Close to a good name, or close to a... like a name in general that we could use.
Close to a good name. I think you're getting there.
The Electrician.
Yeah, he bends over and tries to fix things, and he has a plumber's crack, which is weird because he's an electrician.
Yeah. He could be the Electric Boogaloo.
Charlie McDennis. Two Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. That's like his it. Full title.
That's his full title, is the intellectual property of Glenn Howard and Rob McElhaney and Charlie Day.
Yep.
I like it. We won't get sued.
Probably not.
Yeah, this is a podcast. Lawyers don't listen to podcasts.
True. But fuck, we but probably need a not name that name or something. Synonyms for electricity. Power. The shock absorber.
Shock absorber's pretty good. I'm still really partial to Thirsty Boy, colon, but for electricity.
That's an alright name, I think. I think it'll work.
That name has legs on it. That'll stand.
He just kind of floats about. Slumps.
Or wait, no. Does he float, tracks. Or does he? Is he only able to move around on the tracks?
I think he's only able to move around on the tracks.
Okay, and so he is accursed to inhabit the subway systems of New York,
inconveniencing all of the people on the subway.
He sure do.
Only on, for a couple of minutes.
Subway. Hold on. I can search that better. New York subway map. How far around can he get?
Probably pretty far. Pretty sure it connects, like, the whole state.
The whole state?
No. Yes?
No, that's no. Wild. No, it's New York City.
Okay, yeah.
He can get around pretty far, though. Yeah, all right. So he is a douchebag who is cursed to inhabit the subway forever because he was an asshole to a magic man.
I like it.
I'm kind of into it.
So, wait. What? Fuck, I forgot his name.
Thirsty Boy, colon, but oh. For electricity.
Okay. Are we sticking with that?
I mean, that's what I've come up with that I like, but we can try and think of a better name.
Okay. I like your name. I think we can stick with it.
Alright, cool. It's Thirsty great. Boy, colon, but for electricity.
Alright.
It's kind of wordy when I'm saying it, but I feel like that's because I have to say colon.
Yeah. I feel like whenever you read it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he's a good cryptid.
I think he's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna make a wiki page for him on the cryptid wiki.
Are we?
We totally could. But like, I'm not sure
it'll be able to stay. Anyone can edit Wikipedia, but then people have to like approve it.
Huh. I can just click add new page.
I was thinking that we take all of the things that we have come up with here, mm-hmm. and we write out an old school creepypasta style story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we post it to Creepypasta.
Is that the next site still time. Up?
Is it still up? Oh my god, this all hinges on the fact of it, if it's still up or not.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's still up.
Nice. Okay, yeah, I'm totally down for that.
So we can write our own pastas, and at the end of, no, not at the end of the week, and we'll see how it does in the time between our recordings.
Perfect. I like this.
And maybe we'll take whatever, if we receive advice from people, we'll take it into account. And I have a feeling that it's going to get a lot of negative feedback because this is a joke podcast, and this is a very bad monster that we've created.
I think it's good.
He's okay.
Anyone who says otherwise are losers. I dare you to come up with your own cryptid.
I mean, everyone on this website, everyone on creepypasta.com is doing exactly that.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But yeah, that works with me.
That's pretty much him. Maybe I'll do a thing like in post production. I will write our cohesive backstory for this man, and I will read it, and I'll like attach it to the end of the episode with spooky music over it.
That sounds good.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, have you ever heard of the Goosebumps theme?
I have heard of Goosebumps.
Okay, something like that. I really would dig it.
I will do my best. Okay. I have minimal audio editing abilities, but I'll do my darndest.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So this is a good start, I'd say.
I think so too.
All right. So this is it.
This is our podcast.
This is it. This is the Ghoul Tank. Did we say that at the beginning?
I think we
really
did.
Hope so.
Yeah, me too. So. Ghoul Tank. Spooky.
Yeah, this is the Ghoul Tank, and we are the cool in this Ghoul Tank. That was bad. No, that was nothing. That's gonna hit the cutting room floor. All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If somehow, by some miracle, somebody who isn't our friends and family hear this, we have a Twitter, at GhoulTank. Well, at Ghoul_Tank. And we also have an email, www.theghoultank@gmail.com. So if you'd like to reach us, you can do so there. And I don't think we have anything else to say. That's it.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening. I have been Lachlan McIver.
And this is a JML Kyle.
And this is it. You might be listening to our spooky story in a couple of seconds. Have you ever ventured into the subway? I do regularly. And if you're anything like me, you've probably had the misfortune of experiencing unexpected stops. It's so inconvenient. I have my morning planned out by the minute, and any variation in that schedule, I'm late for work, just like that. The conductor comes on over the loudspeaker. There's something obstructing the rails. We've experienced a power outage. It's really not their fault, but you cannot help being upset. Especially because it's all bullshit. Turns out, it really isn't their fault, but something is definitely to blame. I was waiting at my usual station, waiting for the train to arrive and cart me off to work. I kept glancing at my watch. It was already 5 minutes late. I must have been visibly upset because the man standing next to me said, "I know it's obnoxious, but it's really out of your control. You should make the best of it. Bring a book to read. Ain't nothing you can do about it." I respond by telling him I know that, but of all days for something to fall on the tracks, this is the worst one. I had a big day at work ahead of me. He responds with a smile that looks a bit more like a grimace. Oh no, truth be told, that almost never really happens. I must have looked confused because he followed up with, "I actually worked as a conductor for a while. Long enough to pick up on what's really going down on those rails." I inquired further with the man. "Oh, there's a fella lurking in the subway. He's a nasty little guy, but he's more or less harmless." That was an unexpected answer, so I inquired further. "Oh, nobody knows for sure, but during my brief stint in that job, I heard that there's some sort of pissed off ghoul or ghostie that prowls the rails." He then goes on to describe the creature as a dark-colored blob that slithers, almost snake-like, along the rails. The blob is capable of taking on a form of an almost human silhouette that crackles with streaks of yellow light that could be compared to sparks. At this point, I begin staring at him in disbelief. This is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. "Hey man, I know how wild this sounds. I didn't believe it either at first. All you gotta do is keep your eyes peeled out the window if you see the lights flicker." At this moment, the train arrives. And not a second too soon, because I'm starting to get tired of this guy. I begin to walk on, not even giving him a second thought. I walk through the doors and I can still hear him talking, to nobody at this point, about a man who is an asshole to a magic man. I pull out my earbuds as the doors close and pop them in. I should have done that 10 minutes ago. I wouldn't have had to listen to that crazy story. The train pulls forward, and I lose my balance. The lights flicker. And in the darkness, something smiles.